5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. There is no fan question today. Instead, there's a bit of a rant from me, so buckle up. No, I'm kidding. It'll be a friendly rant. I'm not going to lecture anybody, but I think it's important. This is an important conversation that everybody really needs to listen to. Let me set the scene for you first. I don't do much for our social channels on Instagram, but I should, and I realize that. I do a lot of work on LinkedIn, which makes sense. That's where people go when they want to look for jobs, network, and have business-related conversations. That's our market. So it makes sense that I become an expert in this realm, and I spend a lot of time there. I also spend a lot of time on Twitter. It's fun. I share a good amount of content, and I keep up with all of our guests from the podcast. I have a public list. Everybody that's been on the show, their profiles right there on the list. I keep up with what they're doing. I share what their content is because they've become friends of mine in a lot of ways. And of course, I spend a lot of time in our private Facebook group for this here podcast. That group is now over 1,000 people, and it really amazes me every day with the level of engagement and advice that is shared, so thank you for all of that. But Instagram and Snapchat, I hadn't really been there much because our business isn't always visual. And frankly, I hate it when people try to force something that isn't there. Like they have an Instagram account and they're just sharing pictures of themselves at conferences. It's like, hey, look at me, look at where I am. And to me, that doesn't provide any value to showing off where you are in this moment. I always try to focus our content on value. What can I add to the discussion? How can I help somebody learn? What can I do to change their approach, even just a little, that'll make a difference for them? So I hadn't been convinced that I could do that on Instagram or Snapchat. So I avoided it. But I like to push myself, so I want to grow in these areas. Okay, here's where we start to get to the rant. As I've advised many of you countless times, one of the best areas to learn new skills is on YouTube. You don't always have to take a class. You don't always have to sign up for some fancy course. You can differentiate yourself by learning skills like Photoshop, Final Cut Pro, Premiere Pro, Pro Tools, all skills you can literally master by watching YouTube videos. Seriously. I mean, just a perfect example. Just last week, I was trying to learn how to burn captions into a video. Boom, YouTube search. 3 minutes later, I'm doing it. I post my video of Nicole Lynn's podcast interview. I've got the captions burned into it. It's perfect. Okay? You can learn just about anything. So I'm thinking I need to know more about Instagram and I need to know more about Snapchat and I want to see some ideas on how to use them for businesses. And I go to YouTube thinking I'll get some ideas that could spark some creativity, could come up with some new ideas. Now, I'm not trying to be an ageist, and I'm not trying to be judgmental. I mean, heck, if you listen to the Nicole Lynn podcast I just debuted, I did an entire intro on not being judgmental. But there is a huge problem when I search YouTube for Instagram techniques and videos, and all of the advice is coming from 40 to 50-year-olds. I'm not kidding. Do the work. You do the search. I don't think I should be the one providing people with creative ideas on Instagram. I want to see the younger generation stepping up and being a brand. I'm 43 years old. I've mentioned this many times. I'm not afraid to talk about it one bit. And if I want to learn something in social, I want to hear from the young people who grew up with it, use it to communicate with it, have expectations, know what they like, what they know that their friends share, the tone and the tenor of what they speak. Why aren't any of you taking charge of this? I mean this as seriously as possible, and it's not just about Instagram. It's about building your brand, building your expertise, building your stature in the marketplace. I see people out there who are considered influencers, and by the way, I hate that word. I really hate that word. And while I think their content usually stinks, they have an audience and they leverage it. They have a brand, they have an audience. They've made something out of their self and their expertise or their personality or whatever it is. How powerful do you think it would be to create videos on mastering Instagram from a millennial perspective? You could create hundreds of tutorials, like I said, from the eyes and mind of a millennial and develop a huge brand for yourself. How do you think that would play out when you go to apply for a digital marketing job with, say, Atlanta United? Okay, so Katie Gillen, who was just on the show recently, I know that they were hiring for a digital marketing coordinator. So imagine this conversation now. You're applying for the job. You have it on your resume that you have this YouTube channel that does all this stuff about how to use Instagram videos. And now you're talking to Katie. You're in the interview. And you're like, hey, I'm here to apply for the digital marketing coordinator job. I have this YouTube channel with over 30 videos on tips and tricks and hacks for Instagram. I knew it would be important to build my brand and share my voice. So I began creating these a year ago. And now I have over 1,000 subscribers. But what I'd really like to do is take that knowledge and share it with the world through the lens of Atlanta United. I guarantee you, Katie's jaw would drop, mentally, not literally. She'd play it cool, finish the interview, go watch your videos, and call you back. Because you have an expertise, you have a personality, you're showing who you are, and you're not afraid to be out there. And don't get it twisted, I'm not just talking about Instagram. I'm not expecting all of you to go run out and become the next Instagram expert. I'm talking about discovering opportunities for you to stand out and create a brand. What does the market need? What skills and assets do you have? There are more tools and toys and broadcasting avenues than ever before. I couldn't post on YouTube videos when I was coming up in the industry because YouTube didn't exist. You can. I couldn't master IGTV or stories or hell, even Vines or Periscope. I know those don't exist anymore, but they did. And they were hot for a while there. And there are people that became experts in it and built a really cool brand. So here's how this is going to work. Spend 30 minutes a day. Maybe it's during your commute. Maybe it's at the end of the night. Maybe it's during your lunch break. Think about who you want to be. Do research into the tools and skills needed for those roles. And then put your unique perspective on it. Say you want to work in sales. You can talk about social selling. What works, what doesn't. You can use case studies of what you've seen. You can share what you've seen people post on LinkedIn. Make a comment on why you think their tone or their approach works or why it doesn't. You can talk about how millennials like to be approached, what works with them. Brainstorm ideas. Think about the tools and techniques that are important in your segment. Think about ways you can create a brand around being an expert from the millennial perspective. You are unique in your thoughts and approach. Leverage that to build your brand. Maybe you're really into analytics and can talk about tools like Synergy Sports or Exos or break down Corsi, War, OBP Plus in a way that makes the games more fun to watch. Esports is new and fresh. What if you became an expert in teaching esports to people that didn't grow up with it? Explain Twitch and the opportunities it presents. Talk about marketing opportunities and sponsorship ideas. I mean, I'm not going to come up with all the ideas for you. This is literally coming into my head as I speak because I'm ranting and that's how this works. But there are avenues out there to separate yourself from the pack. They take work and you have to be willing to put in the work. But I'll tell you what, 99% of the people that reach out to me looking for advice start by saying, I'm a really hard worker, willing to do whatever it takes to make it in the sports industry. Well, here you go. Prove it. Last thing, so no one gets confused. Do not create a YouTube channel where you review games or preview games or talk about what just happened in the game. That will not make you stand out. That is not building a niche. That's been done. That will be done. You need to be better than that to build your brand. Look for underserved tools, techniques, hacks, markets, and try to get out there and build yourself a brand and a presence and credibility. Once you do, you'll be able to do more than just submit a resume and cover letter and then hope for something great to happen. If you start building your brand right now, you'll have something more to offer. Get it? I don't want to search for how to master Instagram and see a bunch of people my age. I want to see you. I want to see the young people who grew up with this, who know it better than anybody. I want you sticking your neck out there and trying ideas and trying to explain how to do things the right way and sharing hacks and tips and techniques and, you know, experimenting, doing case studies. And it's like I said, it's not just Instagram. There's plenty of other things you can become the expert behind. And, you know, try some new things. Don't be afraid. Build a brand. All right, rant complete. Coming up Wednesday, Bill Guertin is the sales trainer to the stars. And what I mean by that is everyone in sports knows Bill Guertin. He's worked with over 100 different professional sports teams to train their staff in sales. And guess what? That makes you popular, because if you're a guy that can go around from team to team and help their teams become more, their sales teams become more productive and bring in more revenue, you become a rock star. He knows exactly what teams want and demand and is going to share it with us on Wednesday. So make sure to listen in. Okay, that's it. Rant complete. I need a glass of water.